You're listening to Voices After Dark with Gina, Shanae, and Lisa. Enjoy.
Do some scary stories today.
Yeah, a little true crime, couple true crimes. Oh, really? That has happened on Halloween.
Oh,
actually,
we're going true crime too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True crimed out.
I know.
I just saw the podcast I've been listening to lately about Halloween murders, but I'm intrigued.
Oh, you've just been on the loop here
of Halloween theme.
I'm intrigued. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So it's spooky. Yep. Full blue moon.
You just going to do a few?
Yeah, I'm just going to do a few. Quick, short, you know, not too much.
Spooky.
This is extra since it's a holiday weekend. So I guess we'll
A bonus episode?
Bonus.
Uh-huh.
We got that bonus check.
Yep. So.
Eating our dum-dums.
Yum.
Literally all the sucker.
Uh-huh.
I got a peach if you're wondering. It's delicious.
That is the best dum-dum.
Green apple.
I got orange.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Someone stole my cotton candy.
And the cherry. Double dipping.
I like the butterscotch too.
Well, peach is delicious.
But that is pretty delicious when you get
Let's hear some of these stories.
Bags of candy.
What do you got, Johnny?
All right, let's start it off with the bad trick-or-treater.
This a ghostly or a
no grossly? This is a horror. This is a grossly.
Oh, it's a trick-or-treater one.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
And it's about a bad trick-or-treater.
All right. Yeah, bad trick-or-treater.
Okay. Mm-mm-mm.
Beware. No. How sad. So it actually was in 1982. It was actually the night before Halloween.
Ooh,
so, All Hallows' Eve.
Nice.
It was a 69-year-old man. His name was Marvin Bradland. He actually died on the operating table on October 31st.
You know the story?
Do you?
No.
Because shortly, he was getting ready to go to bed. After handing out Halloween candy all night on Halloween, actually, why did they say that it was October 30th, the night before Halloween? Oop, my bad. It was Halloween. I wrote it wrong. All
right. Halloween night.
They could have candy on Halloween Eve. Come on.
On All Hallows Eve.
It could happen.
Anywho. it was Halloween. He was he was going to get ready to go to bed after a night out of handing Halloween candy. Actually, with his wife also. Then there was one more knock at the door.
Oh, God.
So, he assumed it was trick-or-treater, went down there, opened up the door. It was some guy or girl, who knows, standing there. With a pillowcase over their head with only two holes cut out as the eyes.
Creepy.
Yeah. And what they said to him, Marvin Bradland, and his wife, Ethel.
Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower, no. Ethel.
Trick-or-treat?
Well, yeah, dude. He said, trick-or-treat. Give me your money or I'll shoot.
Dang.
And he pulled out a gun. He, her, whatever. So the wife, just thought it was a prank. So she, was like, went to go get the bag of candy, a bucket of candy, and hand out the candy. And by that time, that intruder that got the person who knocked on the door with the pillowcase, told the guy to go down in the basement. Like, go in the basement. Because they had a safe down in the basement.
That, as she's grabbing the candy,
he's as like... She had her back turned toward them. Mm-hmm. As she's grabbing the candy. And that guy forced his way in and told him, take me go to the basement. Yeah, yeah, go to the basement. And they really thought it was a prank because he told him to go to the basement because he wanted a safe down there. But nobody really knew about the safe. Only family members and really close friends, I guess, knew about the safe.
So they're like, this must be somebody we know. They're pulling a prank on us.
Exactly. So that guy, Marvin, ended up trying to grab for the gun and ended up getting shot in the throat.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And, yeah, so and then he ended up...
His wife probably heard the shot.
Yeah. Maybe. No, I think she was actually down there.
Oh, I thought you said they both... He told them both to go down
there? He forced the dad down, or the...
The guy downstairs.
And then he tried to grab for the gun.
And he shot him in his throat. The guy took off. And only left the guy or girl, because we don't know who, left the pillowcase at the crime scene, but took off. There's nobody who's been accused of that crime because he passed away on Halloween on the operating table from that gunshot wound.
This guy dies.
Uh-huh. His wife, she actually said that she's seen what he looked like. She said he was, had like blondish hair, blue eyes, 5'8", and around 16 to 20 years old. But nobody ever really knew. She actually thought it was maybe her granddaughter who had just left the house.
What?
Mm. Well, not after the fact, but that's before he got shot. Yeah. That's why she thought it was a prank too, because her granddaughter just left the house, their house. And so that's why she also thought it was a prank too. Mm. But nobody was accused of this crime. Actually, the wife ended up dying a few months after her husband passed away. And they say that she died of a broken heart. You know, she just really, she loved her husband.
That's true.
And I guess like on Thanksgiving, because this happened on Halloween night, and at Thanksgiving, she just like broke down, cried and cried and cried. She quit eating and she just was like, she just died of a broken heart pretty much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible.
But they never found out who did this. There actually was... The pillowcase was tested in 2010 for DNA, but there wasn't enough DNA on the pillowcase, so it's still an open case.
And they never stole nothing, or?
No, it never said that they took anything from the safe, because
I think it just struggled
for the gun, and it got shot, and that person probably panicked and took off and left, and even left the pillowcase with the cutout holes for their eyes at the crime scene.
This was 1982.
This was 1982.
So, I'm sure the forensic back then were like...
That's sad.
That's horrible.
Start us off with a doozy.
Yeah, that was horrible. But yeah, a trick or treater coming to your house and
killing you.
Yep. But the family actually said that they knew who did it because the person was bragging about it. But this person's is never named anywhere. But they said the family knew that who did it and they bragged about it. And it's still open. So
they don't want to tell them.
Well, clearly it's somebody they love. A close family member.
Yeah.
That's how I took it as, too. Like, especially
her granddaughter.
Yeah, who just left the house. Possibly, who knows? I don't know.
Maybe her granddaughter was... Someone knew where the safe was, so...
Yep, that's how they took it, too. And they said they knew who it was. But, yeah, that was the one last trick-or-treater coming to your house doing that shit. That poor girl.
Even if it was your family member, like, I don't know. You just can't do that and get away with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No way.
So.
Yeah, it's still open. So they even said if anybody has any information on it, you know, to contact the Iowa, like, DCI,
If it's within the family and if they don't push it, then...
That's like what?
I mean, I think 28 years ago? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if the family's not pushing the issue, more than likely the cops are not going to keep going.
Well, they don't have enough evidence against the person they think it is.
Oh, okay.
So they can't... They don't have enough evidence, so they don't want to bring in
that they know there's something, but they don't say anything. Because, clearly...
Because they can't, maybe, because of... They don't have enough evidence? I don't know.
And clearly, they're not. The family's not pushing it, or else...
No, I mean...
Because they probably
know. They know who it is, but they don't have enough evidence against that person.
Spooky.
But that happened Halloween night.
But an eyewitness.
So, please, beware. Your surroundings.
Yeah, that was creepy.
That was... And this next one is pretty crazy.
Is this a spooky?
No, it's another true crime.
No!
And it's actually pretty horrible.
No!
It actually happened the night before Halloween, so this one happened All Hallows Eve.
So
I got it mixed up. with the other story.
I don't want it. But do a spooky one.
Well, I don't know.
You don't have one?
Yeah, this one is pretty gruesome. You guys want me to do another one?
Yeah.
This is a quick, short one. I didn't go into detail or nothing with this, but in San Antonio, Texas.
San Anton.
Somebody dressed up as Freddy Krueger.
Perfect.
And opened fire at a party. Shooting 5 people. And I didn't really look into it, so I don't know what happened.
Damn, these are just Halloween crimes. Halloween-ish.
Halloween. This happened on Halloween night. And then have you guys ever heard of like the real bodies for decorations?
Yeah. No. Yes.
About, yeah.
Yeah. I have.
This one happened in Frederica, Delaware. It happened in 2005. People just assumed it was Halloween decorations, you know, because it was right across the street from like a residential area. And it was a lady hanging from a tree who had committed suicide the night before Halloween. And so passengers were just walking by it for hours, assuming it was Halloween decorations. Mm. And it was a 42-year-old woman who committed suicide.
I just heard the same, similar. Woman.
Similar. The day before Halloween?
Yep. Oh, my God.
That's freaking creepy.
Yeah. And then there was even another in 2012 of a man had collapsed on his porch.
Oh, no.
And the mailman just kind of sidestepped up to deliver his mail, assuming he was Halloween decorations also.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you this, guys. If you ever come to my house and see something on my porch, even during Halloween, if there ain't nothing else out there, like a pumpkin or any other Halloween decorations, clearly it's...
Yeah. I don't know. I people have those stuffed, like, that look like humans.
But there's other stuff, I think,
our neighbor had one and had a body hanging from his tree, but I don't think it's there anymore. But I think he actually took it down, and I even joked with the kids, like, ooh, what if that's a real body in there?
Oh, you did?
I've heard this happening before, you know?
No, they just covered the story, I think, on the Crime Countdown.
Really?
Yeah, about the guy who committed suicide. But there was a contest, and, like, he won for, like, the creepiest, like, decorations, I think. But and then they said the contest winner, like, they never took their decorations down for weeks after Halloween. And then they realized that he hung himself.
Oh, my gosh.
He was part of the decorations. Oh. Yeah. For, like, a couple weeks after. I don't remember if that was the contest one or not, but, yeah, that was...
So
for a couple weeks after, yeah, even.
I'm sure that's what he meant to do.
Whoa. Yeah, that's sad.
Was day body to blend into his house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But why the theatrics? You know what I mean?
That's
like,
so crazy.
I'm
same with the lady.
Well, because he's mentally ill, because like this story that this kid on Halloween, actually, the day before Halloween.
Again.
He decapitated his mom.
Really?
Yes. The day before Halloween?
Yeah, because he was mentally ill. He had a mental illness, dude. And he was off all medication for 4 days. Mm. His mom had 2 days after that happened on October 30th in 2014, actually. So this is in 2014. He was off on all medications for 4 days because she actually had an appointment 2 days later to fix his meds. And get a prescription for his meds. And obviously that day never came. But, yeah, this happened in New York.
He's been crazy and went in his mom's room and cut off
her head. And the uncle said he knew that he was sick, you know. He's been sick for 10 years, you know. And he's always been on medication. But since he was so older, too, because I think he was 35 years old. So he couldn't be on his mom's insurance anymore. So a lot of his stuff wasn't covered by insurance, like his mental illness, his pills, his whatever, therapist, psychologist, you know. I guess it was expensive. So they would try to figure out things to do to get him because he wasn't covered on his mom's insurance no more because he was 35 years old.
Where was this?
In Long Island, New York. Actually, I lived in Farmingdale. That's actually the street that this happened on.
Was there more details with that?
Yeah. His mom was 66 years old. She was a school teacher at a college. The college was called...
Did he do the same thing to his dad?
No, it was just his mom. She divorced. She divorced her husband. Her husband's name, I think, was John. They're divorced. They lived in New York. She was a school teacher of language arts for 28 years at a college, Farmingdale State College. He decapitated his mom. He was off his meds for 4 days. There was even, like, blood smeared, like, going, because they lived in an apartment complex. So there's like blood smeared going down the stairs and people assumed it was, you know, some kind of Halloween prank, you know. Yeah. Nobody really, because it was the day before Halloween. Next, bystanders, because he left her body in the street and what? Then he kicked her head, I guess, away. And it was like 20 feet away from the body. And people really thought it was a Halloween prank until they went to go lift the decoration out of the street and realized that, no, this isn't a prank. This is a real person. Oh my God. And as soon as people discovered that that wasn't a Halloween prank and it was an actual person, as they discovered that, he threw himself in front of a train.
Jesus.
Damn. Yep.
And when they found him, he had 100 pills, over 100 pills of Valium, and he had a pistol on him. Even the uncle was like, he was not right in the head. Like, he had a big mental illness, bigger than...
Clearly.
What they knew it was. Jeez. And, yeah, the mom even made him mad one day. Within these 4 days off his meds, because she was, whatever, cleaned up the kitchen, God knows what, with the silverware, but she accidentally dropped a fork on the floor, and he got super angry with her because she dropped a fork on the floor because he said that sound hurt his head. Like, it was just hurt his head really bad. It was super sad. Her other son, she actually had another son, and her son died of a heroin overdose in 1997. Within those 4 days of him not being on, she even begged him to, like, go to the ER.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because he was on nothing crazy for 4 days, and being on medication for 10 plus years.
Right. That is a lot.
Yeah, and it was just a hard time. Things were expensive, you know, to take care of him. But she, I guess, her brother, the uncle, said, like, her main focus was trying to keep her son alive and keep him healthy, you know. So she did everything for him. She, you know, wanted the best for him. And she had an appointment 2 days after this happened to get him on new meds.
She was probably suffering those 4 days. I'm sure she was going through some things with that kid.
Oh, yeah. It was horrible.
God.
Mm-hmm. Super sad.
That's horrible. Yeah. Mental illness is crazy. And when you're crazy, you're crazy.
I know. That's super sad. There's actually, did you guys ever hear about that guy who rang the doorbell on Halloween night at the wrong Halloween party?
No.
Yeah, so it was a foreign exchange student. His name was Yoshihiro Hattori. And a friend were trying to go to this Halloween party. They were, you know, he was a foreign exchange student. He was unfamiliar with the neighborhood. He knocked on this guy's door because he thought it was the right house, which the guy's house ended up being this guy named Rodney Pierre's. And he said, supposedly, that Hattori, the exchange student, said, "We're here for the party." And for some apparent reason, that Rodney Pierre's felt threatened for his life. And pulled a .44 Magnum revolver on him and killed him instantly.
That's all he said is, "I'm here for the party."
Yeah. And we don't know exactly what his Halloween costume was.
Yeah, I think I did hear this one.
Oh, he was in costume.
And he tried to use that stand your ground. And wait, was there two different guys? Were there two guys and he only shot one?
He said him and a friend. Right?
Yeah, he said him and a friend and he shot him. Hit him. Yeah. I didn't get much on his friend. I didn't look maybe too much into it, but...
And he died, right?
Yeah, and he died, yeah. And he actually, that guy, Rodney Pierre's, actually ended up getting acquitted because he was arrested.
And he got...
And acquitted of manslaughter.
Yeah, he actually, yes, I remember that.
So that's, that happened on Halloween,
And he
too.
Was, I think he was Chinese.
Yeah, he was, his name was Yoshihiro.
The kid who died, yeah.
Hattori.
Yeah.
Yep.
What year was this?
This was in 1992.
And he shot him. I remember hearing that. Just same thing.
I know. That's so sad.
That's horrible.
I know. And we'll just end it with this one, I guess, because you guys know Houdini is, right?
Mm-hmm. Houdini.
Did you guys know he passed away on Halloween after he did a performance and he collapsed as soon as the curtain closed? He collapsed.
Houdini? I thought he died during a stunt. Like a different stunt.
It said he finished his last show. This happened in 1926. He, did a speech at this university called McGill in Montreal. Yeah. And on October 22nd, he pretty much said, his stomach muscles are so strong, he, can withstand a blow, So nobody really actually knows what happens because so many stories happen. Or whatever, said exactly what happened. The guy hit him unexpectedly, or he was prepared to hit him, whatever. But this kid from that college named Jocelyn Gordon, Whitehead actually, gave 2 punches to him in the abdomen area and didn't think anything of it, He was a little sore, whatever. He ended up going to the doctor, and he ended up having a ruptured in there. Let me see. a ruptured appendix.
Appendix?
Yeah, it was a ruptured appendix. He actually died of an abdominal infection.
Ew.
Associated with the ruptured appendix. Mm-hmm. Because I guess he needed a surgery. But he didn't go get the surgery. He wanted to do his show. And his show was on Halloween. And after he did the show and the curtains closed, he ended up collapsing and died. But,
That's a little fun fact about
Houdini.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Those spooky ones?
No, that's all I have.
Oh, other.
I mean, I have a funny one of like some aliens.
Yeah, we need a
cleanser. Funny one.
Yeah.
Cleanser.
There was in New Jersey in 1938. It was played on the radio. Some message saying Martians have invaded New Jersey. And not a lot of people heard it, but there was at least a million people that heard it.
Yeah.
And
it's a lot of people.
Yeah. It said one in every 12 people heard it. But they ran out and panicked and whatever, but it was some little hoax because it was some radio play that did that. And the radio play was called War of the Worlds.
That's actually pretty funny. That's, I mean, it's, could you imagine funny, the radio going on? It's like,
we're under attack.
Could you imagine the people be like, ah!
Well, that's just like what happened in Hawaii.
Don't do that. That's like a net. That's like. What?
Remember in Hawaii, they said something about the airstrike or something like that, or the war or something like that not too long ago. This is like several years ago about Hawaii. Yeah, and they got that false alarm. They were like, oh, sorry. There's a false alarm. Mm-mm. Oh my God, you guys, go Google that. That happened just a couple of years ago. But yeah, those are a couple of my spooky tales that happened on Halloween night. So you guys all be careful out there.
Yes.
Pay attention to your surroundings.
And enjoy it. Have fun with the kids.
Enjoy it. Have fun. Have a good time. And check out our Instagram, Voices After Dark Podcast, Facebook page, same thing. Email us, please. We want to get you guys' stories.
Voices After Dark
Podcast at gmail.com. And you guys all have a spooktacular Halloween.
Good night.